is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here for a showdown between two of the state's best Division IV boys basketball teams as the Marion Local Flyers have traveled to take on the Jackson Center Tigers. Hello again, and thank you for listening. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside his trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee. Chuck, you were just here not too long ago, and 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it was a big game with Botkins last night. Jackson Center played incredibly well. I think we got on the air here, and they just tied it up, so we may be talking for a little bit through a JV overtime game.
Well,
good JV officials never let the games go into overtime.
I agree with you there. One good thing that we can get from this JV game and the freshman game, too, maybe a good sign, was that both have been close. You said the freshman game was close, and this one tied right now, 45-45, with 9.6 seconds left.
Yeah, Marion had a chance to tie at the buzzer, got beat by two or three. And now here we are tied 45-45, and this is a seven-point comeback. It was 45-38 with about a minute 10 to go, and Jackson's come all the way back to tie it. Marion basketball on the end line.
Well, we are expecting a good varsity contest tonight between these two squads as well. The Tigers entered tonight's game 13-1 overall. They improved to 8-1 in SCAL play last night with that 50-32 victory over Botkins in a game that Jack and Chuck had right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nolan Fark scored 19 points, and Jason Mollenhauer scored 15. Big night for Fark last night, you said, Chuck. He looked good besides the fact that he scored so much, too.
Well, he hit big threes early when they ran out to their lead, but they were coming out on the arc. He's putting it on the floor and getting a mid-range jumper. He had a nice game.
Marion Local enters today's game with a 10-2 overall record. They are 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference and are tied for first place. The Flyers beat Fort Recovery 48-32 on the road last night. In the first Associated Press polls of the season that came out earlier this week, Jackson Center was ranked third in Boys Division IV, while Marion Local was ranked eighth. And hey, I'm a voter in that, so I had a say in that too.
Good job.
But two strong squads and have played two strong schedules as well. Jackson Center's lone loss was a season opener against Rushi in a game that Rushi had a huge comeback late on their home court to be
11.
Able to win by one. Yeah, that was a fun one, it certainly sounds like. Chuck, I know you and Jack had that one to open the year.
Yeah, that was the first boys game, and they were up 11, and Rushi came all the way back and scored, got the lead. Jackson had one last shot. Missed it. It was a really good basketball game.
Our Tigers have not lost since then, including beating Rushi, what was that, a week ago last night?
Yep.
Here in Jackson Center, they were able to get revenge, and with what I think was like around 15-point victory, we're able to pull in a first-place tie in Shelby County Athletic League standings with the Raiders. It'll be a fun pick with sectional for sure, and I had to do a double take looking at the calendar earlier today, how close that is. That's what we're going to be doing here in a month on Scores Broadcast. You can count it. It's rapidly approaching all those sectional games down in Piqua. Marion Local has played a tough schedule as well. Their two losses have come to St. Mary's and Lima Shawnee, both Division II schools. And they, like I mentioned, are perfect in MAC play so far this year. Both of these squads balance, both play physical defense, and that's something we've had a chance to notice over the years as well, Chuck, the physical defense that they play and how competitive they are in every game. Even if they're not their best in terms of what record they could be, you never count them out, even if they have 7, 8, 9 losses.
They've got real good size. Their best shooter never got a shot off. We're going into overtime. Didn't even get a shot off.
So it will be JV overtime here in Jackson Center. It is a 45-45 tie. And boy, like we said earlier, this could be a good sign for the varsity game, as close as this has been. And again, as Chuck mentioned, a close freshman game as well.
We'll enjoy the commercials here for a few minutes.
But first, are you looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. year. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates, who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sidney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2 and open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Again, it was a tie JV game at the end of regulation. Jackson Center just hit a three to take a lead, but we will be a good bit away from the start of the varsity game here today between these two squads. We are going to pause for a long commercial break, and when we come back, we'll take a closer look at Jackson Center and Marion Local. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside his trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee. If you're just joining us, we went to overtime in a JV game. We were looking like we were going to be going to double overtime, but Xavier Lowe, a 5'11" junior guard for Jackson Center's JV team, just hit a three from the right wing to give the Tigers a 56-53 advantage with 1.5 seconds left. So Marion Local's JV team is going to have to get the ball down quick and get a shot off and make it in order to tie it and send it to double overtime. What a wild freshman and JV game here today, Chuck.
Yeah.
Marion Local had, Jackson Center had, what, a 5-point lead before Marion was able to come back and tie it initially at 53-53. Marion gets the ball past half court, but is unable to get a shot off before the end of the game. So the JV game does come to an end. Finally, Jackson Center's JV wins 56-53. How about Xavier Lowe there?
He's my new hero.
He's the Clancy's JV star of the game, that's for sure, for getting the JV game done. So we can now turn our attention to this big varsity matchup tonight between the Tigers and the visiting Flyers. Jackson Center again enters tonight's game with a 13-1 overall record, 8-1 record in SCAL play. They improved to 8-1 last night after beating Botkins 50-32 in a game that Jack and Chuck had here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nolan Fark scored 19 points in that one last night. Jason Ollenhauer scored 15. Marion Local improved to 10-2 overall and 4-0 in Midwest Athletic Conference play with a 48-32 victory on the road against Fort Recovery. Again, Jackson Center was ranked third in Division 4 while Marion Local was ranked 8th in D4 in the first Associated Press poll of the year, which came out earlier this week. Big showdown between these two squads and a showdown of two teams known for playing great defense. Could be an interesting one here tonight, but there are definitely some interesting matchups looking at the height that Marion Local has, including with their star, Jack Konapke, who is averaging a whopping 15.3 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. Definitely some height for the Flyers, that's for sure. They also have Austin Niekamp, a 6'8" sophomore. He's averaging 8 points per game. So that always poses a challenge when you have a duo like that, especially at the Division IV level.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Plattfoot's going to maybe get a little more time than he's been getting just to get a little size out there. Jackson gets a little bit of a break because Jaden Mesher, probably their best outside shooter, broke his nose, and he is going to miss another game before he comes back. They're going to save him up to come back for MAC games. They're not going to play him tonight.
And Mesher averaging 12.4 points on the year, so that is one piece that the Flyers will not have tonight that they certainly would have liked to have had. Francis Schulze in Rushi is the choice for building materials, and we will have the key components to the game coming up here momentarily. Again, you are listening to this contest tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It will continue to be a busy week and what has been a busy month here on scoresbroadcast.com, as there are three games on the schedule this coming week, including Jackson Center. The Tigers will be right back on the air here on Scores Broadcast on Tuesday as they travel to Fort Laramie for a key Shelby County Athletic League game. Then on Friday, Anna travels to Arushi in a boys game. And a week from today, on Saturday afternoon, Marion local girls travel to Anna for a non-conference affair in the afternoon. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components as well. First, for the visiting Marion local Flyers, as you just mentioned a moment ago, Chuck, got to take advantage of that height advantage that they have with Niekamp and Kanapke inside. Play well and do not commit turnovers against a Jackson Center defense that is very adept at pressuring teams, creating turnovers, and creating deflections. For Jackson Center, the key is to try to deny the ball to Kanapke and Niekamp inside as much, and they have to play their offense as well as they've been playing. They move the ball extremely well. They're able to find the good shot and take it. Those are the key building components for Jackson Center and Marion Local. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break. When we come back, we will take a look at the stats in depth on these two teams entering today's game. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are about 10 minutes away from the tip-off between Jackson Center and Marion Local here in a showdown between two of the state's best Division IV squads. Looking at some of the stats for these two squads today, for Jackson Center, these stats were good as of entering last night's game against Bakken, so they're now one game behind. Jace Molenauer was averaging 15.3 points, 6.4 rebounds per game. He hit his average on the nose last night by scoring 15 points in that 50-32 victory over the Trojans. Nolan Farr is averaging 11.2 points per game. Reed Flatfoot is averaging 6.3 points off the bench. And Camden Reese, the point guard for the Tigers, averaging 4.3 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 4.1 assists per game. We mentioned Marion Local's top scorers a little earlier. Jack Kanapke averaging 15.3 points, 7.9 rebounds per game, and Austin Niekamp averaging 8.8 points per game. Kanapke 6'9", and Niekamp averaging 6.8 points. And as Chuck mentioned earlier, Jaden Mesher, who is averaging 12.4 points, a stud, a senior guard for the Flyers, is still out with a broken nose. He is expected to return soon, but is not expected to play tonight. Two very strong teams and could pose some matchup problems for each other. Marion with the height inside and Jackson with a number of guards who can shoot well, and especially Molenauer and Fark coming off of big nights last night in that game you had against Bodkins.
Well, Jackson likes to get their guards into the lane, which could be a problem tonight, shooting over 6'9", 6'8". But it also gives matchup problems for Marion. If they want to play man, one of them is going to have to be guarding somebody that's got a lot of mobility. So I'm kind of thinking we're going to see zone out of Marion tonight. I don't know that because I haven't seen them yet this year. Jackson on the other end of the floor, they got to play front and back on Kanapke. If Niekamp gets some points, now they're going to have to adjust. But Kanapke's the one that they really need to try to keep him from getting off early in the basketball game.
I tell you, one good warm-up for Marion Local for tonight's game was probably a week ago Sunday against Springfield Shawnee in that MLK Classic at Fort Laramie. That was a game where Zion Crow for Springfield Shawnee had a big night. I know you got to see him last year against Bakken. Chuck, he's a dynamic guard. The Braves under Coach Chris McGuire, always well-coached, and they always have numerous ball handlers. That was another game where Marion Local had the height advantage, but still Shawnee was able to come up with enough plays, and Crow especially able to come up with enough points for the Braves to be able to win that contest. So they couldn't have asked for that game at a better time when they had this game looming today. And then, of course, they have still a big MAC schedule ahead of them and a couple of other non-conference showdowns before the season is over as well, including against another Shelby County Athletic League team in the Rushi Raiders, who are somewhat similar to Jackson Center, but definitely similar in the fact that they have numerous guards who can shoot.
Right, and one loss, just like Jackson.
Yes.
They split. Yeah, that'll be a heck of a game, too. Marion Local, one of the problems that they had against Shawnee, and they're going to have a little tonight, is their guard play is a little off because Mesher's not playing. Jackson needs to be able to take advantage of that, put pressure on them, try to make it hard for them to get down the floor and get into their offensive set. If Marion gets to run their offense, they could be tough to beat.
Stephen Ted's in Anna is your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Stephen Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Ted's services in 2002 and quickly built a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices, and will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's is your local Linux dealer and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie across from Brookins has been doing business for 40 years, giving you your very best due. Owner and stylist Deb Gubeau, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, and stylist Kathy Wilson serve you at Cutaway. They are open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for this big showdown between Jackson Center and Marion Local. Tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we will take a look at the starting lineup for both of these squads. We'll be back right after this on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McQueen. We are here at Jackson Center High School, Marion Local and Jackson Center getting ready to tip off. Jackson Center led by longtime coach Scott Elkert. Marion Local led by longtime head coach Kurt Guttemiller. Looking at the starters for these squads tonight. First, for the visiting Marion Local Flyers, a 6'0" senior, Luke Pullman, a 6'2" senior, Tate Hess, a 6'1" senior, Brandon Einick, a 6'8" sophomore, Austin Niekamp, and a 6'9" junior, Jack Kanapke. Starting tonight for the Tigers, a senior guard, Nolan Clark, a senior guard, Jace Mullenauer, a senior guard, Grant Elder, a senior forward, Brandon Reese, and a senior forward, senior guard, Camden Reese. Jackson Center entering again with a record of 13-1 overall. Marion Local entering with a record of 10-2 overall. In Jackson Center, your Bro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. At your local Bro Hardware store, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, plus 11% off solid wood, raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, and choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Bro Hardware store in Jackson Center can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like us on Facebook, Jackson Center Bro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special prices and professional service at your Bro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Bro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Both teams have shaken hands. Both are now out at center court. And we are ready to get underway in this big non-conference showdown between Marion Local and Jackson Center. Here's the tip-off. Marion Local comes down with it, and the Flyers will go to work first. We thank you so much for listening to this contest here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I again am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. We are here just above the scorers table in the first row of the stands at Jackson Center. Marion Local is in all blue. They're going from left to right on your computer or smartphone in the first half. Jackson Center is in all white. They are going from right to left. The Flyers strike first. That was Einick, who was able to go inside, put up a floater, and get it to fall after about a 30 second possession, in which they were able to move the ball around well. And look at that. Jackson Center able to get a rebound and a putback. That was Jace Mullenauer who knocked down that shot. He got the ball deflected to him. I believe that was Reese who knocked it back towards him. Nice rebound. He was able to get up and make a beautiful mid-range shot. And that ties it 2-2. We're already 75 seconds into this game. Clock now counting is 6:42 and counting. Marion Local working it around on its end. Einick with it at the top of the key. He throws it over in the right wing to Niekamp. Niekamp throws a bounce pass inside. It's nearly taken away by Jackson Center. But Kanapke comes away with it. He had it. Threw a pass over. Looks like it was deflected out of bounds off of a Jackson Center player. And Marion Local is going to take it in from in front of Jackson Center's bench. Clock stops with 6 minutes 28 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, 2-2 tie between the Tigers and the Flyers. Marion Local gets it in. and is now working it around its perimeter. Tate Hess has it on the right wing. He throws it back out at the top of the key to Niekamp. Niekamp throws it over to Pullman. Pullman pulls up for a jumper. It's off the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Mullenauer for Jackson Center. He throws it up the court. Mullenauer now finds himself with the ball again. He drives inside, loses it, and Marion Local comes away with it. It's Tate Hess with the ball. He works it across half court for the Flyers. Goes inside, turns, pulls up for a jumper off the back of the rim. No good. There once again for the rebound is Mullenauer. He hands it off to Camden Reese, and Reese works it across half court for the Tigers. Grant Elker dribbling with it now for Jackson Center. The Tigers work it over to Bryson Roberts. Roberts at the top of the key now throws it over to Nolan Fark. Fark with it, dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Nice mid-range jumper by Fark. And Jackson Center has a 4-2 lead, 5:25 and counting left in the first quarter. Marion Local worked it up quick, but now they've slowed down and they're going to work on offense. Hess with it. He throws it over to Einick on the left wing. And there we have a whistle. Hit somebody's shoe, check.
Yeah, we got a kick.
And Marion Local will take it in from along the baseline. There's a substitution coming out is Einick for the Flyers. I didn't see who came in, Chuck. Did you catch?
Let me catch a number here. I think it was Ranley. Mitchell.
Mitchell Ranley. Now in. There he is. Top of the key. Three. Nothing but net.
Right on cue.
Yes. Ranley comes in and hits a three to give Marion Local the lead again of 5-4. Just under 5 minutes and counting left in the first quarter. Jackson Center now working for a response. Back down on its end. Mullenauer dribbling with it. Right wing throws it to Elkert, top of the key. Elkert goes to Fark. Fark left wing throws it back out to the top of the key to Mullenauer. Mullenauer goes over to Bryson Roberts. Roberts goes back out to Fark. And Fark knocks down a three from the top of the key. Jackson Center on top again. 7-5.
Boy, is he playing with a lot of confidence right now.
And you saw that last night as well. Big night in a game against Botkins. Marion now trying to find a reply after that nice three by Fark. Pullman has it. He throws it over to Ranley. Ranley at the top of the key throws it over to Hess. Hess goes over to Niekamp. Niekamp top of the key throws it over right wing to Ranley. Ranley goes back to Niekamp at the top of the key. He now throws it over to Hess. Hess left wing goes back to Ranley at the top of the key. Ranley goes over to Pullman. Pullman goes over in the left corner to Hess. Hess with it looking, throws it inside to Kanapke. Kanapke double teamed, throws it pass in traffic to Hess. Hess was on the move, goes up for a shot. It is no good. Jackson Center comes down with the rebound, works it over to Fark, who pulls up for a long three off the back of the rim, and no good. Elkert grabs the long rebound, throws to Mullenauer, who pulls up for a shot. No good. There is Pullman for the rebound for Marion Local. He now has it right wing, pulls up for a three, and knocks it down for the Flyers.
Wow.
Marion Local on top again, 8-7. These two squads exchanging baskets so far in the first quarter. Flyers on top again by 1-3-16 and counting. There's a response for the Tigers. It's Elkert. Left wing, three, a two, Jack. Excuse me, two, Chuck. Thank you.
That's 10. Yeah, that's three.
I'm so confused. I'm calling you Jack. There's a three back down on Marion Local's end. No good. Rebound, putback attempt. No good. Jackson comes down with the rebound. So that was a three, and that gives Jackson Center a 10-8 lead. What a beautiful three it was by Grant Elkert. Tigers shooting hot so far after those two missed shots by Marion Local. Now Jackson with the ball again. There's a shot off the front of the rim by Mullenauer. Marion gets the rebound and will now try for a response. Tate Hess with it on the top of the key. Goes inside. Drives inside without any resistance and is able to lay a shot off the glass. That ties it up 10-10, 2:20 and counting left in the first quarter. There is a 3-0 but net by Elkert. Wow.
He looked for the pass, kind of shrugged his shoulders and shot the ball.
Yeah, he was just with it all by himself on the right wing. He was able to knock it down, though, from right in front of Jackson Center student section, and they love that. Jackson on top now, 13-10, 1:54 and counting. There's a three from the left corner, rattles in and out. That was by Ranley. Oh, he would love to have that one back. Jackson got the rebound. There is a pass knocked out of bounds as they were working it down the court. Goes out of bounds right towards the Marion local cheerleaders. And Jackson's going to take it in from there along the baseline. Clock stop with 1 minute 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, Jackson on top 13-10 after what has been a back-and-forth first quarter. Camden Reese dribbling with it now for the Tigers. He's at the top of the key, throws a bounce pass inside. He gets a pass back outside. Dribbling with it, he throws it over on the right wing to Reed Platfoot, who's in off the bench. After a couple of more passes, now Fark has it at the top of the key. Fark throws over to Lucas Hartle, who's also in off the bench. And we have a whistle with 1:17 left in the first quarter. Foul against Marion Local. Picking up that foul was Jack Kanapke. That is his first, and that's the first foul of the game.
Marion fans not real excited about that one. What a difference in a night. Last night, Reese guarded Carter Plyman all over the gut, and now tonight he's on the inside trying to guard Kanapke.
There with along the baseline is Platfoot. He throws it over on the left wing and finds Fark, and Fark nails a three, nothing but net. 1:06 and counting left in the first quarter. That basket pushes Jackson Center's lead to 16-10. They're driving inside and getting a basket is Tate Hess. That cuts the gap to 16-12, 52 seconds and counting left in the first quarter.
There's three of them out there. How do all of them miss a travel that badly?
Yes, as he drove inside, I think it's about everyone in this gym, probably even most of the Marion Local fans, could see he took a few too many steps on there. But nonetheless, Marion Local, it gets a basket. And Jackson Center now going for one shot, holding it near half court here. 28 seconds and counting. Marion Local comes up to defend now. Camden Reese with it. He throws it over to Fark. Fark throws it over to Lucas Heitkamp. He's dribbling with it. 17 seconds and counting. With it for the Tigers now is Reese, dribbling out near half court, 10 seconds and counting. Here comes Jackson Center. Reese goes inside, throws it over, back out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes over to Platfoot, who pulls up for a jumper, no good. Marion Local gets the rebound, throws a heaver down the court as time expires, it's way off. And Jackson Center ends the first quarter with a 16-12 lead over Marion Local. We'll be back for the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Jackson Center leads Marion Local 16-12 as we get ready to head into the second quarter. Great first quarter by both of those squads, Chuck.
Yeah, a lot of offense. This is fun to watch. Two really good high school basketball teams. That makes it so this old man can stay awake for a second game of the day.
Jackson is going to get the ball to start things off here in this second quarter. Very hot shooting first quarter by both of these squads. Jackson Center able to work around that height advantage of Marion Local that we talked about in the pregame too, Chuck. And hot shooting threes is one way to do it. There is a pass inside by Jackson Center going up for a shot after a missed opportunity was Reed Platfoot. It's no good, but he's fouled as he shot. And he will now go to the free throw line. That was Austin Niekamp with the foul there. That is his first foul. Just Marion Local's second, and just Marion Local, and just the second foul of the game. Jackson Center does not have any fouls yet. Platfoot's first free throw is through, nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Well, if that would have been a college game, Kanapke would have gotten a technical because he flopped there, and the referee's smart enough to get him up, but they don't have the same rule in high school.
Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. After a bit of a fight, Niekamp comes away with the rebound, and Marion Local will work it down the court. With it on the left wing is Hess for the Flyers. He's dribbling, throws a bounce pass in traffic. Konapke comes away with it, then loses it, regains control, throws it back out to Niekamp, and the Flyers reset here after nearly losing the ball. Ranley has it, he throws a pass down inside to Konapke, and Konapke cannot come up with it, it goes out of bounds, and Jackson Center is going to take over control of the ball with 7:15 left in the second quarter. Fark comes out for the Tigers, and coming in to replace him is Jason Hollenauer.
Fark had an 8-point first quarter.
Mullenauer in, as is Camden Reese. Also in is Reed Platfoot, Lucas Heikamp, and Lucas Hartle. 7-10 and counting as the Tigers work it across half court. Camden Reese with it, throws it inside to Platfoot, and he is called for an offensive foul.
And again, that was a flop.
Platfoot doesn't understand that call.
No, it was a bad call.
Neither does Coach Scott Elkert. But nonetheless, Marion Local will get it and will have the opportunity to eat into what is a 5-point deficit right now. The Tigers ahead 17-12, 6:55 and counting left in the second quarter.
Jesus, lady.
Tay Hess is with it on the left corner. He throws it inside. There is a shot attempt. No good. Jackson comes away with the rebound. Camden Reese dribbling with it on the right wing now. There's a pass knocked out of bounds. They say it's the last off of Jackson Center, so it will be Marion Local ball. Clock stops with 6:38 left in the second quarter. Tigers ahead 17-12 over Marion Local. Marion Local is going to take it in from in front of Jackson Center's student section. A couple of substitutions coming in for both teams. Hess works it down past half court for the Tigers. Marion Local working it along its perimeter right now. With it now for the Flyers again is Hess. He's on the right wing, throws a bounce pass inside to Konapke. They exchange again. Konapke with it, goes up for a shot. No good. He threw it back out to Hess, who then fired it right back inside. Konapke able to turn and shoot. Doesn't make it, but picks up the foul. Konapke goes to the free throw line. Picking up the foul for Jackson Center was Reese. His first attempt is off the back of the rim, no good. Konapke will go back for a second attempt. 6:14 left in the second quarter. Jackson Center on top, 17-12, pending this second free throw attempt by Konapke. Shot is up, and it is good. There was a whistle right after that. Wasn't sure what that was about. That free throw cuts the gap to 17-13 with 6:14 and counting. Here comes a few more substitutions. And coming in for Jackson Center is Reed Platfoot again. Tiger is still ahead by multiple points. They again were on top 16-12 when we got underway in this quarter. Just 1 point for both squads so far. There's a missed shot, no good. Rebound, another missed shot. That was Platfoot who grabbed the rebound and went for the putback. It's no good. The Tigers now working on their end. And there is a travel call. So, excuse me, the Flyers now working on their end. I said Tigers there. The Flyers were working. They're called for a travel, though. So now the Tigers will go to work on their end. 5:50 and counting left in the second quarter.
Tough night for the officials so far.
Bryson Roberts works it across half court for Jackson Center. Elkert with it left wing now. He throws it over in the left corner to Nolan Fark. Fark dribbles around the arc, then throws it over in the right wing to Roberts. Roberts pulls up for a jumper off the rim. No good. Coming in for the rebound is Niekamp. He came charging in to grab it. Got it. He was fouled as he got the rebound. Picking up that foul is Reed Platfoot. That is Jackson Center's third foul. They've got their three fouls here fairly quickly.
Platfoot, that was his second. He has two of the three.
And he just got taken out right when that happened, too. They definitely didn't want that, as he is their tallest player. I believe he's 6'5", listed as, on the roster. 5:15 and counting now. Marion working it along its arc. With it at the top of the key is Ranley. Ranley goes inside for a shot. He was fouled as he shot. Shot was nowhere near being good, but he's able to pick up the foul. I believe that's going to go against Bryson Roberts. That is who gets the foul called. And now Ranley will be going to the free throw line for the Flyers. Clock stop with 5 minutes and 6 seconds left in this second quarter. First free throw attempt by Ranley rattles in and out. Second one coming up. Ranley at the free throw line, puts that second attempt up, off the back of the rim, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Camden Reese for Jackson Center. He races down the court with the ball, throws to Fark. Fark backs out near half court now. Dribbling with it, throws it over to Reese now on the left wing. Reese with it, dribbling, dribbles around the arc. At the top of the key now. Takes one step inside, then fires it back outside to Nolan Fark. Fark dribbling with it. He throws it over to Molenauer. Molenauer drives inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. There for the rebound is Kanapke. Kanapke throws it up court. Marion goes to work. Now with it is Ranley. He puts up a three. Left corner. No good. Jackson, quick rebound. Fires it back down the court. The Tiger has got it to Roberts in the left corner. He thought about pulling up for a three, but doesn't. And instead, Jackson Center resets here. 4 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Again, just 1 point each for both of these teams in this quarter after a hot first quarter. 16-12 at the end of the first. We're at 17-13 now. Jackson on top of the Flyers. After a bunch more passes for Jackson Center, Fark now has it. He backs out near half court. Coach Scott Elkert calls out a play. Fark goes inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's an air ball. No good. Goes out of bounds. There's a discussion by the officials. It is going to stay with Jackson Center. Marion local fans do not like that.
They're wrong. It was touched.
So it will be Jackson Center ball. The Tigers throw it in. They get it to Camden Reese. Reese dribbling now. 3:27 and counting. Reese dribbling around. Throws it over to Jace Molenauer. Molenauer fires a pass down low to Reese. It rolls in and out. No good. Coming away with the rebound is Kanapke. Marion works it back down to Itzan. There's a pull-up jumper by Hess. No good. Jackson comes up with the rebound. Molenauer races down the court. Throws it over to Roberts in the left wing. He pulls up for a three off the rim. No good. Kanapke grabs the rebound again. And we have a timeout called by Marion local coach Kurt Devenmuller. We are going to take a timeout here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Marion Local took that timeout, Chuck, but I'm sure Scott Elker would have been happy to take one, too, as both of these squads trying to get something going on offense here in this second quarter.
Yeah, neither team is, I mean, they're getting good looks. It just nothing's dropping.
17-13, Jackson Center is on top of the Flyers again. To this point, both these squads have scored just 1 point in this quarter. Marion working it back on its end. With it at the top of the key is Pullman. Pullman throws it over to Ranley. Ranley with it left wing, throws it back to Hess. Hess throws it inside to Kanapke. We have a whistle. I believe it's before the shot. Nope, they said he was going up for a shot. Picking up that foul for Jackson Center was Grant Elkert. And Kanapke goes to the free throw line for a two-shot opportunity. First shot, nothing but net. Second one coming up. That makes it a 3-point lead, 17-14. Clock stopped with 2 minutes, 26 seconds left in the second quarter. Second shot rattles in. That cuts it down to 2 points, 17-15 with 2:26 left. Jackson works it across half court. Camden Reese with it. Dribbling with it. Back out near the volleyball line. Throws it over to Fark. Fark with it. He goes inside, pulls up for a shot, and it is no good. He was fouled as he shot. He'll now go to the free throw line for a pair. Picking up that foul for Marion Local was Hess. That is his first foul of the game. And that is Marion Local's third of this first half. Jackson Center now has 5 here in this first half. First free throw attempt by Fark. Hits off the rim. No good. Substitution coming in here. That's Lucas Heikamp coming in for the Tigers. Fark dribbling at the free throw line for a second shot. It's up. Nothing but net. That gives Jackson Center an 18-15 lead. Marion Local works it across half court now. 2:05 and counting left in this second quarter. Hess with it on the right wing for the Flyers. He's looking inside, throws a bounce pass into traffic. Kanapke comes up with it, goes up for a shot off the glass and gets it to fall. That makes it a 1-point game, 18-17. Marion Local now within one of Jackson Center. The Tigers working it on their end. Elkert with it. He throws it over to Reese. Reese dribbling back out near the free throw line for the Tigers. He throws a bounce pass inside to Molinauer. Molinauer goes back out to Fark. Fark throws it to Molinauer. Molinauer fires it back outside. Now with it is Elkert at the top of the key. Elkert throws it over to Molinauer. Molinauer pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There's a fight for the rebound inside. Coming away with it for Jackson Center is Heikamp. And now wow. The Tigers work it around. What a great rebound there. Great effort by Heikamp. Fark with it now on the left wing. He throws it back out to Reese at the top of the key. 1:05 and counting left in the second quarter. Reese dribbling at the top of the key. He throws it over to Elkert. Elkert pulls up for a three from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. There is a rebound. Coming down with it is Eink for the Flyers. And now Marion Local looking to go for one shot here. Tate Hess has it. He's out near half court. Throws it to Eink. Eink with it now. Far out on the right wing. They exchange again. 20 seconds and counting. Hess now with it. He's dribbling off. Jackson Center going to let them dribble off here. Again, Hess with it. 11 seconds and counting, and here comes Marion Local. Hess dribbles with it, goes right side, dribbles inside, fires it over on the left wing to Niekamp. Niekamp pulls up for a three. It's off the glass, no good. And that is how the second quarter ends. Well, it was a hot first quarter for both of these teams and a cold second quarter. But we go to halftime with Jackson Center still on top. They lead Marion Local 18-17. When we come back, we will have halftime statistics and more here in this halftime coverage, which is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Watkins. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Billing in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer. I'm better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, but I happen to be pinch-hitting here tonight for Jack. I am joined, as always, by our trusty color commentator, Chuck McBee. We are here at halftime where Jackson Center leads 18-17 over Marion Local. It was a great first quarter by these two squads, as Jackson Center pulled out to a 16-12 lead by the end of the quarter, but then it was a cold shooting second quarter, and we sit at 18-17 here at halftime. Here with a recap and our halftime scoring is Chuck.
Well, surprisingly, Jackson has a 15-10 rebounding advantage and 5-1 on the offensive boards. Marion turned it three times. Tigers turned it twice. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Jackson. 3 of 6 for Marion. They scored 5 points in the second quarter. It was a basket and 3 free throws by Kanapke. That's all. That's what they got in the for Jackson on the other side. Park hit a free throw. Platfoot hit a free throw. No baskets. 12 and 5 for Marion. 17. 16 and 2 for Jackson. Look at my voice is finally changing. 18-17. Jackson has the lead here at halftime.
Halftime on Scores Broadcast is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. And by Schnipple Construction in Watkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project,
is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here, and what has been a good showdown so far between two of the state's best Division IV teams. Jackson Center leads Marion Local 18-17. We are seconds away from starting this second half again. A hot shooting first quarter for both squads, a cold shooting second quarter with 16-12 at the end of the first. Now 18-17 as we get ready to open up the second half. We were talking off the air, Chuck, how good of a job Jackson Center has done at countering that height. Kanapke has not gotten many looks inside tonight, hasn't gotten many rebounds either.
No, they're doing a good job putting a body on him. He is posting up down there. Camden Reese, he just plays good defense. He plays good on the perimeter. He knows how to play defense on the inside. It's tough for a young man to switch back and forth on different nights, but he does a good job of it.
Well, it will be interesting to see what Coach Elkert and Coach Guttemiller drew up in the locker rooms at halftime. Marion Local gets things to start here in this third quarter, and we're underway in the second half. Now with it for the Flyers is Hess. Hess throws it over to Ike. He throws a pass that is knocked out of bounds off the foot of a Jackson Center player. The Flyers will take it in from along the baseline. We are here at half court. Above the scores table, Marion Local is in all blue. They're going from right to left in this second half on your computer or smartphone. Jackson Center in all white. They're going from left to right. Jackson Center gets a pass inbounds to Ike. He pulls up for a shot. No good. Jackson Center gets a rebound. Goes back down. It's in. Fires up a three. No good. Marion Local gets the rebound. And now the Flyers passing it around their arc. 7:15 and counting left in this third quarter. Still 18-17 as both squads miss their first shots here in this third quarter. Hess with it. He throws it over to Pullman. Luke Pullman, left wing, throws it back to Hess. Hess goes over to Ike on the right wing. Ike drives inside and draws a foul as he goes up for a shot that was no good. Picking up the foul for Jackson Center was Bryson Roberts. That is his second tonight. The first foul for Jackson Center in this second half and the first foul period here in this second half. Ike at the free throw line. His first free throw shot is off the front of the rim. No good. The second one is coming up. Ike at the line. Dribbles. Shot is up. It's through. Nothing but net. And that ties it up 18-18 with 6 minutes and 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock starts again as Bryson Roberts works it across half court for Jackson Center. He nearly lost it but is able to get a pass off to Grant Elkert. Elkert goes back to Roberts, who throws a bounce pass inside to Molenauer. Molenauer in trouble but fires it back out to Fark. Fark back out near the volleyball line, then throws a pass over to Roberts on the right wing. Roberts throws a pass inside to Reese, and then we have a whistle and a foul. Picking up the foul for Marion Local was Kanapke. And Jackson will take it in from along the baseline now. Clock stopped with 6 minutes and 31 seconds left. There's an inbounds pass to Reese. He goes up for a shot. It's blocked. He gets his own rebound. Throws a pass back out to Elkert, who knocks down a three from the left corner. The Tigers take a 21-18 lead with 6:20 and counting left in the third quarter.
Boy, they needed a basket right there. Good job by Elkert.
I believe he now has 3 threes in this game, and that has him at 9 points. Marion goes back to work on its end, and they're able to get the ball inside to Niekamp.
Yep.
And he gets a shot to fall off the glass. That cuts it down to a 1-point Jackson Center lead, 21-20, 5:50 and counting left in this third quarter. Reese has it at the top of the key now for the Tigers. He throws it over to Elkert. Elkert on the right wing. Throws it inside to Reese. Reese goes back out to Bryson Roberts in the left corner. Roberts dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. It's off the glass and good. Wow. He shot that right-handed, just kind of put it up there as he got bumped by a Marion Local player. That was Tate Hess, who bumped him and picks up a foul. That hits off the top of the box on the glass and falls in. Nice bounce. As a result, after being fouled, he now gets a shot for a three-point play. The free throw is no good, but still, with that basket, Jackson Center has extended its lead to 23-20. 5:27 and counting left in the third quarter now, as Marion Local goes back to work on its end, trying to eat into this three-point deficit. Long three by Luke Pullman off the rim and no good. There is Elkert with a long rebound for Jackson Center. He works it across half court. Throws it over to Reese on the left wing. Camden Reese dribbling with it. Dribbles back around the arc. Then throws it over to Fark. Fark at the top of the key. Takes one step in, then goes back out. Drives inside again. Then throws it over to Bryson Roberts on the right wing. Roberts goes inside to Molinauer. Molinauer goes back out to the top of the key to Reese, who pulls up for a three. No good. There is a foul called on the rebound. I believe that's going to go against Niekamp, and that is who gets the foul called against him. That is Niekamp's second foul, Marion Local's third foul here in this second half. And Jackson will now throw the ball in from along the baseline. Clock stop with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left. Jackson again on top, 23-20 over Marion Local here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jace Molinauer dribbling with it. He throws it over to Camden Reese. Reese dribbling with it now near the volleyball line. Reese dribbles left side against Kanapke. Throws along the baseline, fires a pass. He was looking for Elkert, but there to intercept it for Marion Local is Ryan Holman. So the Flyers go to work on their end now. With it on the left wing is Hess. Hess goes over to Pullman at the top of the key. Pullman throws a pass over on the right wing to Holman. Holman throws it inside to Kanapke. Ball goes out of bounds. It's off of Kanapke, the official says, and Jackson Center will grab the ball.
Boy, what a good job by Elkert covering down that time. Got hand on the ball, knocked it off his knee. The Marion fans didn't agree with it, but I think it was a good call.
So Tigers will take it in along the baseline near Marion Local's basket, and Camden Reese walks it down the court. 4:13 and counting left in this third quarter. Reese with it. He throws it over to Elkert. Elkert throws it over to Molinauer, who goes in from the right wing, pulls up for a jumper, and gets it to fall. Jackson Center ahead 25-20. Just under four to play now in the third quarter. With it on the left wing for Marion Local is Holman. Holman throws it inside to Ranley. Ranley turns, pulls up for a shot off the rim, no good. He grabs his own rebound, fires it back outside to Niekamp. Niekamp throws a pass over to Hess. Hess can't come up with it, throws it back over, and there with a long three is Holman. Jackson grabs the rebound, and the Tigers now go back on their end, and we have a whistle blown down there. That Marion Local foul is going to go against Hess. That is Marion's fourth foul here in this second half. Jackson City are going to take it in along the baseline. Marion Local fans wanted a whistle call on that last possession, and they're definitely getting into it behind us here. We again are in the stands right behind the scores table in the first row of the bleachers. Jackson Center gets it back inside. They go inside to Reed Platfoot. He puts up a shot. It's no good. But Platfoot was fouled as he shot. That foul goes against Ranley of Marion Local. The Flyers have quickly racked up five fouls here in this third quarter. Platfoot going to the free throw line for two shots. First shot is through, rolls in. Second one coming up. We haven't seen Platfoot in a while after he picked up two fouls in the first half. I believe he got that second one early in the second quarter, if I recall, right?
Yep.
Platfoot's first free throw pushed the lead to six. His second one is up. It's off the rim and no good. So the score stays in Jackson Center's favor at 26-20. Marion Local goes back on its end. After a few passes along the perimeter, Luke Pullman has it. He throws it over to Niekamp. Niekamp just inside goes back out to Pullman. Pullman throws the pass over to Ranley. Ranley goes over to Ike. Ike throws it inside to Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling with it. Turns. Shoots. Off the front of the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. He throws it up to Reese. Reese throws it over to Platfoot. Platfoot throws a pass over to Mullenauer, and we have an offensive foul called against against Mullenauer. He caught that pass on the move. Marion, after that travel, will take it in from along the baseline. Clock has stopped with 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Jackson Center on top, 26-20. Marion working it along its perimeter now. Tate Hess with it. He's dribbling on the right wing. Looks, fires it across the court to Niekamp, who pulls it for a three off the rim. No good. There for the rebound for Jackson Center. Is Elkert. There he is with it. A long three. It's no good. And coming away with a long rebound back out on the right wing there is Reese. Reese now dribbling with it. He throws it over to Mullenauer. Mullenauer goes inside to Platfoot. Platfoot throws a bounce pass in traffic, and it's taken away by Marion Local. He tried to throw it to Mullenauer, but Mullenauer couldn't come up with it as there were two Marion Local defenders in the area. Flyers now have gotten it to Kanapke. Kanapke goes up for a shot and gets it to fall. He'll go to the free throw line after being fouled as he was shooting. Picking up that foul for Jackson Center was Reese. The basket has cut the gap to 26-22, pending this free throw from Kanapke. Kanapke, again, a 6'9" junior. His free throw is good. Kanapke averaging 15.3 points per game.
Got eight now.
After that free throw, they're able to get him involved, and they needed that three-point play there. That has cut the gap to 3 points. Jackson Center ahead at 26-23, 1:49 and counting left in this third quarter. Elkert with it for Jackson Center. He throws it over to Reese. Reese goes back to Elkert. Elkert goes back over in the right corner to Platfoot. Platfoot goes inside and throws a pass over to Reese. And Reese knocks down a shot. Nothing but net. 28-23. Jackson Center on top of Marion Local. Dribbling with it now is Ike. Ike with it. Left wing. Goes back around the arc, then goes inside, throws it back outside to Ranley, who pulls up for a three. No good. There's a fight for the long rebound. It goes out of bounds near half court off of Ranley. He nearly got it after it was hit to him by Elkert, who was trying to grab that long rebound. The Jackson Center will now take it in from near half court. 1:06 left in the third quarter. Tigers on top, 28-23 over Marion Local. Reese dribbling with it along the volleyball line. He goes back over left side now. Throws it over to Lucas Hartle, who is in off the bench. Hartle goes back to Reese. Reese now along the baseline, fires a pass back out to Fark. Fark dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Nothing but net from the right side. Jackson Center on top by 7. I believe that's their largest lead of the night. 30-23, 33 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. Ike with it behind the volleyball line, 23 seconds and counting. Marion's going to go for one shot here. Ike holding it. Now he starts to dribble with 12 seconds left. He dribbles right side, 9 seconds left, then dribbles inside, pulls up for a shot. No good. There's a fight for the rebound there. With the rebound is Ranley. He goes up for a shot. No good. There is a scrum for the rebound, and that ends the first quarter here. The third quarter here. I got confused watching what I thought was a heave that had no chance of being good. It goes in. It was after the buzzer, though. Jackson Center could have used that. But regardless, The Tigers go into the fourth quarter with a 30-23 lead over Marion Local, their largest of the night. We'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I am Ryan Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here heading into the fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads Marion Local 32-23. Chuck, did you notice who put that heaver up for Jackson Center?
Oh, that was Park, and it was about a second after that it was on the other side of the volleyball line.
Yeah,
was about a second after the buzzer.
That was a long scrum as they were going for that rebound. He came away with it, threw it towards the buzzer. I had completely disregarded it because it was late, and I didn't think it had any sort of chance. And wow, that would have been something. It was something, even though it was after the buzzer, for
even
sure.
Even though it was nothing.
Yes. Well put, Chuck. Jackson Center gets it to start things off here in this fourth quarter. With it for the Tigers is Molinari. He pulls up for a jumper and knocks it down. He was along the right wing, dribbled inside near the free throw line, pulled up for that jumper and knocked it down. The Tigers on top by 9, 7:30 and counting left in this fourth quarter. There is a turnover by Marion Local. With it and racing up the court is Heitkamp. He goes up for a shot and gets it to fall. Wow, as Tate Hess falls to the ground for Marion Local.
Jackson
Center, love that. And Marion Local coach Kurt Gunnemiller calls a timeout there as Jackson Center scores two quick baskets to start this fourth quarter and extend its lead to double digits. 34-23 Tigers here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, what a basket after a steal that was by Heitkamp, Chuck. And he made Hess look a little foolish on that.
Yeah, he kind of crossed him over. Hess fell over the end line, and he just laid it up for the basket.
Well, Marion Local will try to get something going after calling that timeout. Again, Jackson Center had extended its lead to 30-23 by the end of the third quarter. They score the first two baskets of this fourth quarter. Now ahead by double digits, 34-23, 7-11 and counting left in this fourth quarter as Marion is now working and trying to get back in this game. Ranley with it. He throws it over. DuPullman pulls up for a three. Left wing, no good. There's Reese with the rebound. He throws it to Fark. Fark gets it across half court. Dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass to Molinauer. Molinauer nearly lost it, but he comes up with it, pulls up for a jumper off the rim. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. And we have a whistle.
It's going to be on Platfoot. He hooked him.
That is who gets the foul called against him. That is Platfoot's third foul now. That is Jackson Center's third in the second half. Marion Local had racked up five quick ones there in that third quarter, but they are still sitting at five. They've calmed down as far as that goes. Unfortunately for them, Jackson Center has been able to hit shots in the meantime and now has an 11-point lead. So the Flyers trying to get back in it and take advantage after that foul. Marion working it along its perimeter. Now with it in the right corner is Pullman, and he pulls up for a jumper. It rattles in. That cuts the gap down to 34-25, 6:15 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Reese takes it across half court for Jackson Center. He's dribbling with it now at the top of the key. Throws it over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp with it goes inside to Reese. Reese goes back out to Molinaro, who drives inside and gets a shot to fall.
Nice drive. Good left hand.
Jackson Center on top, 36-25 after that basket. Kanapke with it at the top of the key now for Marion Local. He throws it over to Hess. Hess goes inside to Niekamp. Niekamp goes back outside to Hess. He pulls up for a three. No good. Reese rebound. Throws it up the court to Molinaro, who goes up for a shot and gets it to fall off the glass. The Tigers ahead, 38-25. 5:32 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Largest lead of the night at 13. We have a whistle pulling up for a shot there for Marion Local was Hess. The foul is before the shot. That goes against Molinauer. Jace Molinauer for Jackson Center. That's just his first foul of the night. Jackson Center now has four team fouls in this second half. Marion Local again sitting at five. The Flyers take it in from the baseline. They go to Kanapke. Kanapke goes to Pullman at the top of the key. Pullman goes over to Hess. Hess goes inside to Kanapke. It goes up for a shot. It's off the rim, no good, but there is a foul, I believe. That's going to go against Heitkamp. And that is who picks up the foul for Jackson Center. Lucas Heitkamp. That's his first foul. Now Jackson Center at five. And Kanapke goes to the free throw line.
Kanapke is getting ready to do a two-hand slam, and they did a good job of going up, challenging him, making him make two free throws instead of the dunk.
Manager comes in to clean up where there was some perspiration that got on the floor after that foul. He gets a rousing applause running off after that. And now Kanapke at the free throw line, ready to shoot the first of his two shots. His first shot is up. It's off the rim, no good. Second one coming up. And again, Marion Local trailing by their largest gap of the game, 38-25. Flyers need to get everything they can get here to try to get back in this one. Kanapke's second free throw, also no good. There's Elkert with a long rebound for Jackson Center. Camden Reese now with it for the Tigers. He walks it across half court. Fark with it, looking, throws it back across the court to Reese. Reese dribbling, being guarded by Hess, throws it back to Fark. Fark on the far right side, throws it back to Reese on the far left side. They exchange again. Now Fark with it on the right wing, goes back to Reese. Long passes, high passes. They continue to exchange them. Reese with it now, left wing, bounce pass to Fark. He pulls up for a three. It's off the rim. No good from the right wing. Elkert there for the rebound. He gets it, and Coach Scott Elkert calls a timeout for the Tigers. Clock stops with 4:43 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center on top, 38-25 over Marion Local. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3997. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Jackson Center gets it back in after that timeout. 4:33 and counting now for the Tigers. With it is Fark. Fark fires it over to Bryson Roberts. Now Fark has it again right wing. He goes back to Roberts. Roberts throws a bounce pass to Reese at the free throw line. Reese goes over to Fark. Fark goes to Elkert. Right corner. A three rattles in. Jackson Center takes a 41-25 lead. 4:09 and counting left in the fourth quarter.
Four threes for Grant Elkert tonight.
There's a three by Marion Local. It was put up by Niekamp, no good. There is a rebound by the Flyers. We have a foul called inside against Jackson Center. Picking up that foul is Reese.
That's his third.
And that is Jackson Center's sixth foul. Once again, the manager has to come in and do a bit of cleaning. But now, after some substitutions, we are ready to resume play. Marion Local takes it in from under its own basket. Konapke gets the inbounds pass. He throws it to Niekamp. Niekamp throws it over to Ranley. Ranley throws it over to Pullman. Pullman, left wing, throws it back over to Ink. He goes up for a three, and he gets it to fall. Nothing but net. Brandon Ink with a beautiful shot there, as I get his last name right.
Yeah.
And that cuts Jackson Center's lead to 41-28. The Tigers forced up a quick one there. Marion gets the rebound. So now the Flyers with the opportunity to try to eat into this gap more. Niekamp with it. Ball knocked away off of Nolan Fark of Jackson Center. And now Marion will take it in from in front of its own bench. 3:22 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center on top, 41-28. The Flyers pass it over and get it in the left wing to Pullman. He pulls up for a three. No good. Mullenauer gets the rebound. Throws it to Reese, and Reese now walks it across half court. 3:07 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fark with it near half court. Throws a bounce pass over to Reese. Reese goes over to Mullenauer. Mullenauer fires it across the court to Bryson Roberts. Roberts goes back to Fark. Now Roberts has it again near the scorer's table. Throws it over to Reese. Reese at the top of the key. Throws a bounce pass inside to Mullenauer, who gets a shot to fall off the glass. He had to go low to pick up the pass. He was able to get it and gets that shot to go down off the glass to give Jackson Center a 43-28 lead. 2:33 and counting left in the fourth quarter. There is a drive inside.
Ink.
And Ink picks up a foul there. He'll go to the free throw line. That foul goes against Roberts of Jackson Center.
There's three on Bryson.
First free throw is up off the rim. No good. Second one is coming up.
Yeah, they're 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws now.
That does not help you when you're trying to come back from a double-digit deficit, and it's been at double digits almost since the start of this fourth quarter after Jackson Center got two quick baskets to push its lead to 34-23. They've only extended it since then. Second free throw, also no good. Jackson Center ahead, 43-28, working the ball around on offense on its end. 2:15 and counting. Elkert with it near half court. He throws it to Reese. Reese throws a bounce pass over to Fark, who pulls up for a three. Right wing off the rim, no good. There's a rebound and a putback by Mullenauer. He was able to get a tip. I believe that was Elkert who tipped it to him.
Yep.
And he was just so athletically able to jump up as that ball was getting tipped to him and be able just to put it right back in. 45-28. Tigers in control with a minute and 47 left.
It's a 10-point quarter right now for Mullenauer.
Marion Local coach Kurt Gunnemiller calls a timeout with 1:47 left in the fourth quarter. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? The Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantees an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Marion gets it in. Flyers working the ball around. Now with it is Ranley. Ranley throws it over to Carter Jones, who's in off the bench. Jones throws it back over to Ranley. He pulls up for a three off the front of the rim and no good. Jackson gets the rebound with a minute 27 seconds and counting. Mullenauer works it across half court. He throws it to Reese, and there we have a foul called. Picking up that foul for Marion Local.
Yeah, they got a bunch of subs in here now.
Yes, I believe we have somebody in now we don't have on our roster. That is true.
We're going to call him Larry Johnson.
So whoever picked up that foul, not on the varsity roster for the Flyers. And Jackson takes it in again with 1:19 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fark with it. He throws it over on the right wing to Hartle. After a couple of passes for the Tigers, Bryson Roberts now has it. 1:07 and counting. He throws it over to Fark. A couple of more passes. Now Reese with it for the Tigers. Under a minute to play. Reese goes to Fark now. 56 seconds and counting. Fark holding it. Starts dribbling. Back out on the right side. Goes inside. And we have a whistle. And a foul against Marion Local. Picking up that foul for the Flyers is Carter Jones. And that pushes Marion to 17 fouls here in the second half. And now Fark goes to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. Several substitutions coming in for Jackson Center here.
We're getting ready to have the JV game for the last 49
yes,
seconds.
Yes, we are. Reese comes out, Roberts comes out, and Mullenauer comes out. After a great game, it's only going to further boost Jackson Center's standings in the AP poll. The Tigers ranked third in the first poll earlier this week. And what a great performance they've had against the number 8 ranked team in the Marion Local Flyers. Free throw is no good. Score stays at 45-28. Marion passing it around on its end. Carter Jones with it. He's looking and throws a pass over to Ryan Holman. Ryan Holman, right wing, goes inside, spins, puts up a shot off the glass, and gets it to fall. That cuts it down to 15 points. And Jackson Center now walking it back in the final seconds, 20 seconds and counting. Fark with it, dribbling near half court. Fark dribbles over right side, throws the pass over to Lucas Hartle. Hartle goes back out to Fark, and that will end it. 5 seconds and counting. The final seconds dribble off the clock, and that finishes out a 45-30 victory for Jackson Center over Marion Local. Jackson Center improves to 14-1 overall on the year, while Marion Local falls to 10-3. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, Chuck will have the final statistics and our Clancy's Stars of the Game. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Jackson Center High School. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. The Tigers beat Marion Local 45-30 in a big non-conference game here today. They were able to pull ahead after leading 18-17 at halftime. They pushed their lead to 30-23 by the end of the third quarter. Scored the first two baskets in about the first 40 seconds or so of the fourth quarter. And they led by double digits for almost all of the rest of the way. A great performance by Jackson Center, huh, Chuck?
Yeah, they played really well. And I'll tell you the difference. Cal rebounded them 32-17. Unbelievable with a team that's got, that goes 6'9", 6'8", and Jackson out-rebounded. They out-rebounded them 9-2 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Marion Local, they had nobody in double figures. Kanapke had 8. Then they dropped down to Ike with 6. And I'm going to go with Kanapke as my player of the game because I had to pick somebody. On the Jackson side, they were led by Mullenauer with 14. They got 12 from Elkert, 11 from Fark. I'm going to go with Grant Elkert. You expect Mullenauer to get 14. You expect Fark to get in double figures. But Elkert was 4 for 6 shooting threes tonight for 12 points. He's my Clancy's player of the game for the Tigers.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
What's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Jackson Center 45, Marion Local 30 in this big showdown here tonight between two of the state's top-ranked Division IV teams. Jackson Center will be back on the air here on ScoresBroadcast.com coming up on Tuesday when they travel to Fort Laramie for a Shelby County Athletic League boys game. On Friday here on Scores, Anna travels to Rushi for an SCAL game. And then on Saturday afternoon, Marion Local travels to Anna for an SCAL afternoon showdown. Yeah, been fun today, Chuck, with two games. Hey, they were both pretty similar, too. Very close early. Fort Laramie earlier today ran away against Lima Bath in a girls' game, and Jackson Center boys able to do the same against Marion Local here tonight.
Yeah, 2 points in the second quarter for Jackson, and they still won the game by 17, so that tells you how well they played in the rest of the game.
Thanks so much for listening. For Chuck McBee, our onside color analyst and engineer, I am Brian Billing. Be sure to tune in as Jack Kramer returns on Tuesday as Jackson Center travels to Fort Laramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in
the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.